1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gathered military commanders today in Virginia and told them the military has been too focused on woke ideas.
Words like bullying and hazing and toxic, they've been weaponized and bastardized inside our formations, undercutting commanders and NCOs. No more.
He also took aim at what he called stupid rules of engagement on the battlefield and fat troops at home. There is a government shutdown looming and no signs of an agreement between Democrats and the White House. CBS's Torian Small.
And we're just hours away from that shutdown actually happening, considering the fact that it doesn't appear that Republican leadership and Democratic leadership in the Senate have actually sat down to talk since that meeting at the White House. There isn't any indication that there could be a deal brewing.
President Trump announced today Pfizer has agreed to lower drug costs and invest more in U.S. manufacturing. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The second human case of West Nile virus has been confirmed in Wood County. The virus does not spread from person to person, but rather through the bite of an infected mosquito, and health officials say the best way to stay safe is to prevent mosquito bites. They suggest using insect repellent, wearing long pants and sleeves outdoors, and eliminating standing water around your home. Signs and symptoms of West Nile virus include fever, fatigue, headache, muscle or joint pain, a temporary rash, or gastrointestinal symptoms like vomiting or diarrhea. 80% of human infections don't show symptoms. A very small percentage of people who do develop symptoms experience serious complications that can lead to hospitalization or death. Wood County's newest park is now officially closed for the year. Wood County Sarah Park closed this week and will reopen next season on Memorial Weekend. The previously private park for mill employees and families saw many campers and visitors this year, now that it's part of Wood County Parks and Forestry Department and open to the public. Other Wood County parks remain open until October 31st. A portion of Dexter Park will stay open through deer hunting season. The street closure of McKinley Street in Wisconsin Rapids is being extended. McKinley Street is closed from 9th Avenue North to 14th Avenue North. It will be extended to include 8th Avenue North starting today at 7 a.m. The project is expected to be completed by the end of October. The Fall Drug Takeback Day is announced. You'll be able to safely dispose of unused and expired medications on Saturday, October 25th. There will be drop-off locations in Marshfield, Pittsville, Rome, Port Edwards, and Wisconsin Rapids. You can find more information at doseofrealitywi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks are new and improved.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hatton after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10-15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hannish discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Our weird alert for the day, this is truly strange, is that there's this guy out there on the internet, and he hasn't identified himself, so we all need to take this with a large grain of salt. But he's getting a lot of press, a lot of publicity. Dean Blundell, in particular, has been writing about him over on Substack. Dean, B-L-U-N-D-E-L-L, he's a progressive Canadian who has just a great Substack newsletter I subscribe to, I recommend. And he says, don't tell me you're not enjoying Grindrgate. Grindr, of course, is the kind of gay dating app. And this guy is claiming that Mike Johnson has a Grindr profile. And he's threatening that if Mike Johnson doesn't swear in Adelita Grijalva, you know, my old buddy Raul Grijalva's daughter, as a congressperson by tomorrow, by October 1st, by Wednesday, then he's going to release the screenshots of Mike Johnson's gay Grindr dating profile. And Dean Blundell says, this isn't extortion, it's exposure. Now, you know, this, as is so often the case, if this is true, it would make a certain amount of sense that, you know, Mike Johnson has been so outspoken about being anti-gay and, you know, he monitors his son's computer and they have this deal where they watch each other, you know, looking for porn, and they've got apps on each other's phones and stuff like this. If you'll recall, you know, Roy Cohn was gay and made it his life's mission to destroy the lives of gay men. And he destroyed a lot of them. J. Edgar Hoover was gay and he made it his life's mission to destroy the lives of gay men, and he destroyed a lot of them. And Mike Johnson has been, you know, doing things that would destroy gay men's lives, and women too, lesbians and trans people. And so, you know, if there's any truth here, this is going to get interesting. At the moment, it's just kind of weird. So we're calling this our weird alert. I'm not endorsing this. Like I said, I take this with a huge grain of salt. But this guy says this is about truth. This is about accountability. This is about the Speaker of the House trying to block justice in the Epstein case. Of course, the reason he wants Adelita Grijalva sworn in is because she will be the 218th vote to sign the discharge petition, forcing the House of Representatives to have a vote on whether to release the Epstein files to the House of Representatives. So keep an eye on this. It may be a non-story. In fact, I've had this story for a couple of days, and I've been sitting on it thinking, and accusing people of being gay almost sounds like homophobia. But when somebody is so outspokenly embracing hate of the queer community, and there's the possibility that it's real, and Dean Blundell is a solid guy, then, you know, it may be worth knowing about. So just, you know, hang on. We'll see what happens. Maybe he'll release it. Maybe he won't. If he doesn't release it tomorrow, because, you know, Mike Johnson's not, I'd say virtually 100% certainty that he's not going to swear in Adelita Grijalva tomorrow. So although if he does, that'll be curious. If he swears her in tomorrow, I mean, or today, does that mean that he submitted to the what you could call blackmail? I don't know. Anyway, you know, there was an election on Sunday in Moldova. Moldova is this little tiny country. It's got 2.2 million people. It is between Ukraine and, I don't know, what would that be? Poland, I think. I'm not looking at a map right now, but it's on the western border of Ukraine. And it has, you know, historically it was a Russian vassal state, you know, a Soviet vassal state. It was part of the Soviet Union. And now it's an independent nation, and they've got a couple of political parties there. They've got proportional representation, a parliamentary system, and so they have multiple parties. But the two biggest parties are the Action and Solidarity Party, which goes by the initials PAS, because it's in Moldovan, not in English, and the Patriotic Electoral Bloc. And the PAS party, Party of Action and Solidarity, is the pro-European party, and the Russian Patriotic Electoral, or excuse me, the Patriotic Electoral Bloc is the pro-Russia party, and the PAS party got 50.2% of the vote in this election that they had on Sunday. Everybody was worried because the Russians have just been flooding social media, you know, mostly Facebook, but just flooding social media in Moldova with stories that their president, who's a woman, has been importing sperm for herself and has been, just doing all kinds of weird stuff, right? I mean, just weird stuff that they've been accusing her of, but it's really gone viral. And the election happened and she lost, as she won, excuse me, the pro-European candidate won with, or her party won with 50.2% of the vote, and the pro-Russian bloc only got 24% of the vote. But this is where it gets interesting. As soon as the Russian shill lost the election, or his party lost the election, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, it's an international monitoring organization that observes elections around Europe, issued a statement saying, you know, it was a good, solid election, all that kind of thing. And the Russian media and the Russian social media just went nuts. And they are accusing, well, this is from TASS, quote, "Moldovan elections feature widespread fraud in favor of ruling party, claiming that the Moldovan government, quote, engaged in widespread fraud and ballot stuffing." The Russian newspaper, Gazeta.ru, owned by the state-owned bank, wrote that PAS's victory was only due possible, quote, was only possible due to, quote, "the maximum possible use of electoral manipulation, falsifications, and other violations." And they quoted a Russian political scientist. there's a lot of Moldovans in Russia and in Italy, actually. There's the large Moldovan diaspora in Italy. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Moldova borders on Italy. Again, I'd have to look at a map. But they're pushing this in other countries as well. The pro-Kremlin X account, Global Dis, GLOBALDISS, posted a video saying, "In Italy, Moldovan voters showed up 30 minutes after polls opened and found ballot boxes already full. Ballot stuffing isn't just for failed states anymore. The EU did it in Romania. Now it's Moldova's turn. They rig elections to force EU integration." And that post got 113,000 views and 1,000 likes in one day. And it was a video of ballot stuffing going on, but it was ballot stuffing going on in Azerbaijan months before this election. So, you know, it was an actual video of actual election fraud, but it wasn't happening in Moldova, and it wasn't happening in Italy among the Moldovan citizens who live in Italy, you know, the Moldovan diaspora, who are allowed to vote in the Moldovan elections, which is not uncommon, by the way, among the European countries. Wherever you live, you can still vote in the country where you hold a passport. And this is another pro-Russian ex said, allegations are surfacing that the Central Election Committee is enabling election fraud by allowing ballots for opposition parties to be burned. Meanwhile, PAS ballots, this is the pro-Europe ballot group, remained untouched. And that post received 157,000 views. And again, this was video, and actually, quote, the video resembles the work of Russian Storm 1516 influence operation, which has previously staged videos purporting to show the destruction of ballots during the 2024 U.S. presidential election and in Germany's February 2025 snap elections. So basically what's going on in Moldova right now is that the Russians are doing to the Moldovans what they did to us in 2020, claiming that Donald Trump lost because of election fraud. And of course here, that did considerable damage. So, you know, Russian influence operations continuing to go. Continuing. And finally, our crazy alert for the day. This is totally nuts. California Highway Patrol. Just imagine this. You're a highway patrol officer, and you're out there with a speeding camera or whatever. You're looking for people who are breaking the law, and some guy comes down, rolling down the road, and makes an illegal U-turn, and you turn on your lights and flip on your siren and go chase that car down, and it pulls over like it's supposed to. And you get out of your car and you walk up and you look in, and there's nobody in the driver's seat. There's nobody in the front seats at all. The car was driving itself. It was a Waymo car. And the guy is like, what do I do now? So, California legislators anticipated this sort of thing. And they passed a law that says that police officers can issue a notice of noncompliance to the company that owns the car in a circumstance like this, which was Waymo. I mean, these are the driverless taxis, right? But that law doesn't go into effect until next July, you know, summer of next year. So right now they're like, what do we do? This is San Bruno Police Department. And he says, since there was no human driver, a ticket couldn't be issued. Wild stuff, right? Wild stuff. Anyhow, it's 17 minutes past the hour. We'll pick up your calls for the rest of the hour, see what's on your mind, and I'll share some of my thoughts with you, of course. So what's up? It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is FAN, F-A-N, FAN. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
September 30th, New Hampshire implemented new hurdles for registering to vote by mail and requesting an absentee ballot. The regulations hit students, elders, and the disabled the hardest, and a pending suit claims many could be disenfranchised. New Hampshire already has some of the strictest absentee voting rules in the country, accepting only a few excuses to vote absentee. The state had over 99,000 absentee voters in 2024. With the added requirements of SB 287 and 218, citizens registering to vote by mail must now submit copies of citizenship documents, age, and residency. The voter registration application must also be signed by a witness before submission. The Brennan Center recently found that 1 in 9 Americans don't have ready access to such documents. Notably, only one non-citizen has ever been convicted for voting illegally in New Hampshire. Then, after the voter registration is accepted, New Hampshire requires an absentee ballot application be submitted for each election, which now must include a copy of the voter's state or federally issued photo identification, even if you've provided those documents previously or provide a notarized signature. A lawsuit filed August 19th argues such restrictions make it difficult for students, elders, the disabled, and those without access or means to copy the documents to vote. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Dear MAGA, you raised your fist so high, screaming justice as the tear gas filled the sky. You wore your cap, stood proud in that hall, while your messiah hid behind gold-plated walls. He told you he'd save the kids in chains, but he flew first class to Epstein's planes. While you feared basements that don't exist, he was soaking in spaz with a teenage guest list. Stormed the Capitol for a man who knew damn well where those jet wheels ran. He said, protect the girls from evil's hand, then drank with the monster on his private land. You believed he'd end the child abuse, but he was toasting with the ones who cut them loose. Told you lies with a wink and
23
grin.
23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, what's up?
Tom, happy Tuesday. How are things in the war zone?
Yeah, well, you know, so far so good. They haven't set my house on fire. I've been able to dodge the bullets. I mean, it's okay.
Is your bomb shelter all set?
Yeah, we're working on it. You got to dig it out underneath the house. Yep.
Outstanding. I wanted to dovetail on something you said just a little while ago. I would suggest that a significant number of those who scream the loudest and the shrillest about the so-called homosexual agenda were perfectly described centuries ago, to wit, the lady doth protest too much, methinks, Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 2.
Yeah, there you go. So you're speaking of this guy who's threatening to out Mike Johnson.
Yeah, and others. I mean, this hyper-masculinity of Hegseth and people like Russell Vogt and the other religious zealots who, you know, keep citing ancient dogmas created by ignorant, frightened, superstitious people in order to subjugate other ignorant, frightened, superstitious people, and the deeply held beliefs derived therefrom, virtually none of which comport with evidence-based reality, which, of course, is what science describes. Yeah. And, you know, more recently, Carl Jung expanded upon the Bard's insight with his theory of the shadow, which listeners that are not familiar with that can easily look up online.
Yeah.
And it turns out that homosexuality is a fact of nature and is ubiquitous amongst all higher animals.
Yep.
You might remember, some years back, PBS did a program on the penguins and how they mate for life.
Yep.
And yada, yada, yada. And
the gay penguins who took care of the egg. When Louise and I lived in the Willamette River, we used to live in a floating home. So we were, you know, surrounded on all four sides by water. We had a pair of gay ducks. We talked about them on the air here, mostly on my local show. This was back a decade ago, a little more than a decade ago. And we called them Adam and Steve.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has the longest continually running science program in broadcasting history. It's broadcast on Saturdays. It's called Quirks, Q-U-I-R-K-S, and Quarks, Q-U-A-R-K-S.
Uh-huh.
And back in 2016, they had one of their episodes was called The Nature of Sex. And the listeners that might be so interested can look that up online. And at around 14 minutes into the segment, there's a discussion on homosexuality by a researcher, and that basically discusses the fact that it's ubiquitous amongst all higher animals. And let me leave you with this. I would assert, affectional orientation, which I think is probably a more accurate term than, quote, sexual orientation, close quote, and gender identity are traits.
Yeah.
It is religion that is a choice.
That's a good point. That's a very good point, AJ.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. And perfect timing, by the way. We're hitting the break here. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. It's the True People's Media. Talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Sitting here drinking my carrot juice and having a fine old time as Portland burns in flames. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Todd Alba.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person has announced they're running for governor. Missy Hughes, who until recently was the secretary of Wisconsin's Economic Development Agency, meaning the field of Democrats has gotten more crowded as the field of Republicans got thinner before the weekend. Savannah Tome Olson has the details.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
The field of Democrats running just keeps growing, and now we can add Hughes to the list, along with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kel DeRoys, State Representative Francesca Hong, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Meanwhile, the roster of Republicans running changed last week. Congressman Tom Tiffany joined the race on Tuesday, and Friday afternoon, businessman Bill Berrien dropped out. He was found to be following sexually explicit accounts online, and at least one of them was a trans performer. Although during his campaign, Berrien was critical of the trans community and ran ads saying he would, quote, keep boys out of our daughter's sports and locker rooms, end quote. That leaves Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman running as Republicans. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is FAN, F-A-N, FAN. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow. On Wednesday, we'll make some news about the 2026 election in the 7th Congressional District up north, and we'll meet our new newsletter editor, Ellie Bordeaux. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence.
If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code TOM when you check out, or text TOM to 511-511 to save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
But the shelves were emptier than a banker's heart in a paradox. The clerk just shrugged and said, they're stuck in Guangzhou, but we've got $10 toothpicks, if that helps you, though. We got the toilet tantrum blues. Trump's got the world confused. He slapped a tax on everything from steel to baby shoes. The ports are crying, shelves are drying, the price is through the roof. We're paying more for less and less. Economics gone poof. Containers rolling in like ghost ships.
Welcome back. So I have a new book out, The Last American President, A Broken Man, A Corrupt Party, and A World on the Brink. And I will be signing books in Chicago on October 15th. You can get the information over at WCPT's website, WCPT.com. And I'll also be in Los Angeles on October 18th. That will be in conjunction with KPFK, our Los Angeles affiliate. And you can get the information on their website, kpfk.org. So check it out. Be there or be square, as the old saying goes. Picking up your calls here, David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I got a couple things. I'll try to be very succinct here. The first thing is all the electrical bills because of these data centers. Now, prior to Oklahoma, we got Google data center. And I run very efficient. I've got central heat and air, got my computer on, got my refrigerator, occasionally use the coffee pot, wash load will close every now and then, and occasionally use the stove. And I get, as a matter of fact, on the energy efficiency, I'm at the very top of the efficient, but my refrigerator's gone up to $10. And yeah, They're building another data center. Now, the Corporation Commission's getting ready to vote on this, but not once has anybody mentioned the word stocks. And you've been in business. We've studied it, and that was one of the reasons why you issue stocks, is to build new facilities and such. Yet, this is all the onus is put on the local residents.
Yeah, I think you mean bonds, not stocks. But
right, well, stocks and bonds, but yeah, Even stocks, common stocks. If you look on the definition of stocks, I had a test question on this from economics, macroeconomics over
Companies are generally reluctant to issue stocks to raise money because what it does is it dilutes the stock pool and drives down the stock price, which, you know, in this era where CEOs are paid based on stock performance hurts. But bonds don't affect that at all. Bonds are basically
right,
IOUs.
But my point is that we were taught in college that stocks is, you know, we always have these IPOs,
yep,
initial stock things.
Initial public offering, yeah.
That's one of the reasons why you issue stocks, is yep, to build that.
Yeah, when you're starting out, yeah, you do an IPO to raise money. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
But also included is new facilities,
yep,
expansion of facilities,
yep,
repairing, like, say, you have a refinery that blows up.
Yeah.
Well, they don't do that on bonds. They issue stocks to repair the refinery.
Interesting. Good point.
Know?
Yeah, and you know, we're seeing the same thing here in Portland, David. One of the reasons that Louise and I put solar panels on our roof last September, and we've got 30 kilowatts of battery storage, and we're expanding that to 60 kilowatts in a couple of weeks, is because the power company, you know, they raised rates here in Portland. I believe it was around 8 or 9% last year, and they're talking about a 15% raise this year. Because, again, these data centers.
I would, but,
And these AI centers.
But if you read the paperwork on that solar thing, it is very predatory. I can't do it. You can't sell your property if you've got one of the solar things, because the way that they lock in the mechanical lien really just screws you up. I wanted to do one outside, but I don't have the money, and since I don't have the job, and right now I'm on Social Security and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring up something else. As far as getting rid of data, I worked with a guy. He's dead now. He was a geological petroleum geologist who went into hydrology, and he was doing things for EPA, and we had with MapQuest, EPA had a database, and you could put in the data point, the address or whatever, and it would look in any place where they've had a spill. It would tell you, or, you know, that there was a contamination. They would tell you what the contamination was, what the projected regional area was. But that was killed as soon as George Bush came into office.
Yeah, there you go. And now Trump is taking this to an extreme. By the way, on your solar roof, you don't have to finance that with the solar roof company. You can just get a second mortgage on your home if you want,
you want
to make payments on it. And then you just roll that into the cost. If you sell your home, you just roll that into the deal.
But the way that they made the whole financial system, we have no protection. There is no FTC. There is no Security Exchange Commission. There's no Consumer Protection Agency. This is all caveat emptor, and that's especially in financial. They have made nothing but instability. I don't know how anybody could assess risk.
Yeah.
For limited liability.
Well, welcome to the libertarian Republican world, where there is no oversight from the government.
It's an extreme caveat emptor.
Yep, exactly.
Where the big thieves hang the little ones.
Yep. No, I'm with you. David, well said. Thank you for the call, and thanks for laying it out like that. Phil in Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Phil, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Are we great again yet?
Don't get me started, Phil.
Anyway, I heard you talking about the troops and the trains and all that, and the thought occurred to me that what if they pull this during the elections?
Oh, I think the whole that's their whole scheme here, Phil. This is all preparation for 2028, in my mind.
Well, I think 2026.
Well, maybe 2026,
They can't afford to lose the elections. They've crossed the Rubicon too many times, and that's all of them.
You're absolutely right. If the Democrats take the House, and now Republicans are gerrymandering enough states right now to get themselves 17 more seats in the House of Representatives, but I think that at least half of those are going to be kind of precarious because they gerrymander out blue districts, they're diluting their red districts, and if there's an overwhelming blue wave, it's going to swamp that. So, we'll see how it plays out.
See, my point, because they can't afford to lose. They'll do whatever is necessary.
Yeah.
And if it's putting troops on the streets, that's part of it. And I'm not sure the election wasn't rigged anyway, but that's another thing.
Yeah.
But another thing I wanted to, people are always talking about Democrats can't, their messaging and all that. And I told the screener, you can't out-message a lie. You're not going to out-message the Republicans.
Yep.
A lie, and people don't understand why. A lie only requires faith, whereas the truth requires data, context, information. It's complex.
Right. You can't just handle it with credulity. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Phil, thank you. Well said. Very well said. Thank you. Bill in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Tom, I've been listening to talk radio for a very long time. We're similar ages. Like from WMCA, from a man named Leon Lewis. Great man. Many years ago, I listened to him on MCA. But in all the time I'm listening to talk radio, the two words I never, never hear are social engineering. The proof of it, that it's working, is that the Trumpsters, when you have a discussion with them, they gaslight themselves. That's the proof that it's working.
Well, I'm not sure I understand what you mean by social engineering. I've heard the phrase before, but I've never heard a clear definition of it. What are you talking about?
Propaganda. It's a one-word explanation of it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to work on all of us. It just has to work on enough of us to exacerbate the situation.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
And that's what we're doing. And we have to become more aware of it. Our awareness of what they're doing. I mean, Tom, during the Bush administration, I became aware of them looking into a camera and lying objectively.
Yeah.
Just boom.
Yeah.
Right at us.
George Bush, Colin Powell. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what's acceptable, what's inacceptable? What's inacceptable is lying. Because when you lie to somebody, you hold them in total disregard. That's if you lie to them once.
Mm-hmm.
If you continually lie to them, you have no respect for them.
Yeah.
And that's the point that has to be made. And this has to stop. Yeah. The lying, the looking at a camera and saying things that are...
Oh, and you see it every Sunday on the political shows. You know, the Republicans come on and they literally lie right straight to the camera. And 9 times out of 10, you know, on MSNBC, they'll call them out. But 9 times out of 10, particularly on, you know, CNN and on the big television networks, they just let it slide. You know, and that's how they get these lies in here.
This was the first Sunday in my 71 years I turned off the Sunday.
Yeah, I get it. This Ali Velshi on MSNBC is pretty much all I watch. Thank you, Bill.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I think the big truth tellers in our media right now are Ali Velshi and Rachel Maddow. And Lawrence O'Donnell increasingly is doing a great job, but just those three. And welcome back.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Building confidence and changing lives every day. The SWC YMCA is here for your family, located in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome fall with a splash by attending the group swimming lessons provided for all ages. It might be cool outside, but it's always warm inside the pool. Go online today at www.swcymca.org for class information and sign up. The SWC YMCA is here for all ages, from youth to silver sneakers, where a healthy way of living is everything the YMCA supports. Come start your health journey together.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. By the way, the Chicago, I gave the wrong website for our Chicago affiliate. It is WCPT 820, 820 AM. WCPT 820 AM if you want to sign up for the book signing that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Speaking of WCPT, Naomi, listening on WCPT's stream in Santa Monica. Hey, Naomi, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Listen, I was thinking about Article 25. You said it's time to invoke Article 25?
Yeah, or 25th Amendment, yeah.
The 25th Amendment, I mean. We can't do that. You know why? Because he has all the sycophants are the cabinet members, and you need two-thirds of the cabinet members to report to Congress.
Yeah, and you need the vice president to initiate it. And you know, Vance might do that, but I doubt it.
Yeah, it depends what's up their sleeve. Yeah, they've got something planned. We don't know what.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing I'm thinking is, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I suspect that all this military stuff that's going on right now is all preparatory for the elections next November, because if they lose the House, Trump is toast, because the investigations that the Democrats will initiate will lead to his downfall and to, you know, just widespread destruction of the Republican Party as their lies and thefts and everything else get exposed.
You know, all of this toying with the elections that the Republicans are doing isn't going to help them. The only thing that's going to help them is if they prevent the election. They can toy all they want. Everybody's going to vote blue except the minor, a few, you know, a small percentage of real diehard Trumpies. Yeah. So all the gerrymandering they want to do is not going to help them. And I think they know that. That's probably why they want to militarize the country. The other thing I wanted to mention, one more thing. Remember you mentioned Wellstone? We were talking about conspiracy theories about the air crashes.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, and I'm not a conspiracy nut. But do you remember Carnahan, 2000?
Who what?
Senator Carnahan.
Oh,
Senator
yeah.
Carnahan in 2000.
Uh-huh.
His plane fell, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2000.
Yeah. Yeah.
They couldn't dislodge Wellstone. They could not dislodge they were both progressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard the theories that, you know, somebody slipped a little magnet in next to the altimeter or something like that, or next to the compass.
Yeah, I don't know. It just can't be a coincidence. It just couldn't be.
I'm a pilot, right? I'm a small pilot, plane, you know, private pilot. And, you know, so I have been since I was 21 years old, 22. And, you know, they do crash from time to time. I nearly crashed once. I took off in the Novi, Michigan airport going with the wind instead of against the wind, and was having a real hard time getting altitude. And I was within 10 feet of clipping a bunch of power lines. You know, pilots make mistakes. And so I'm not convinced. But I am concerned.
Yeah, but it's interesting that happened to who the targets were of these accidents.
Yeah, no, I get it. But the pilot went down too. The pilot died too. And I guarantee you the pilot did not want to die. So that was not,
No, of course not.
It had to either have been sabotage or pilot error or some kind of, mechanical failure.
No, I think it was
failure.
They were sabotage.
Yeah. So I don't know. But Naomi, thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. Bill in Greenup, Illinois. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey there, Tom. We have a lot of really...
Bill, I need you to get your microphone closer to your mouth. You can keep your phone on speaker or whatever you're doing, but just get your mouth closer to the microphone because I can't hear you.
Okay.
Just hold it right up to your face.
Okay, how's that?
It's a little bit better.
Okay, how's this?
That's a whole lot better, yeah. So what's up?
Okay. All right. We have a lot of really wide awake Democratic representatives and senators. There's some that are kind of half asleep, but we've got some really good wide awake guys and gals.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you know of any of those people who are making an accounting of this catalog of emolument violations and other extra-legal actions by the president and the administration. Looking to the future for possible action against these guys?
Yeah, Senator Whitehouse certainly is. And wouldn't surprise me if Senator Wyden is. I don't know explicitly, but Senator Whitehouse has actually turned this into a podcast series. It's called The Scheme.
Oh, really?
And he wrote a book about it, yep. And, it's basically, how Republicans are rigging elections and all this other kind of stuff. And I think you'll find it fascinating. You can find them over on YouTube. So check it out, Bill. I want to get one last call in here. Thank you. Robert in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Oh, I was just thinking about the problems we have here in California and what caused them. And we had the problems back in 1960 when they were threatening farmers and trying to use farmers to get rid of legal green card carrying Mexicans because they wanted illegal. I talked to the people at the top of what was going on at that time. Mm-hmm. And the people that we were working for, they hired me and put my crew and said, hey, we can't have any outsiders. I wanted to use the Mexicans. And he said, we can't use any outsiders. That's what's going on. Yeah. And they used 1 week's job to turn to 4 weeks to demand that those ranchers feed their fat.
I get it, Robert.
4 weeks.
I'm sorry, Robert. Your phone is breaking up. And B, we're hitting the end of the hour. But thank you for the call. And I hope next time your phone is working a little better. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and to folks around you. Stay safe. And if you're in Portland, duck! No, just kidding, actually. No, bring more flowers. I'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth summoned military commanders to Virginia today, where President Trump spoke to them about his vision of using the military domestically.
I told Pete we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military.
One of those cities is Portland, Oregon, where National Guard troops could arrive this week. City Council President Alana Pirtle-Ginney.
On the ground here, people are actually pretty confused and don't see what the president is talking about.
CBS's Nicole Killian has the latest on the budget stalemate.
There is little goodwill on either side here. Yeah. You know, that's in part why the White House meeting yesterday was so short, because both sides are really dug in on their positions here. So it's hard to see how they find a way out of this.
If no deal is reached, the government would shut down after midnight. On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are lower ahead of that possibility. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.